sensitive negotiating in front of a standing room only crowd.
Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Behind President Ronald Reagan's very blunt public pronouncements to the Soviets
was a very private, secret agenda, history tells us, or told us, long after the Cold War ended.
But what WikiLeaks tells us about the secret agendas behind today's headlines has the potential to turn every sensitive negotiation into so many blunt public pronouncements.
When you can't talk softly anymore, what good is your big stick? WikiLeaks pokes a sharp one into the eye of the superpower. Diplomacy's splinters. On the Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We'll examine how sharp those splinters are in the new WikiLeaks diplomacy on this Wednesday, December 1st.
You know, even if there is no furthered WikiLeaks diplomacy leak, it's probably still going to change the way that diplomats speak to one another.
Ouch.
Top of the morning's news this morning, though, is what's happening on Capitol Hill. As expected, a Pentagon report on the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy found 70% of troops say there would be little or no impact if gays were allowed to serve openly.
Repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, though potentially disruptive in the short term, would not be the wrenching, traumatic change that many have feared and predicted.
That's Defense Secretary Robert Gates. He says Don't Ask, Don't Tell should be repealed this session of Congress.
Given the present circumstances, those that choose not to act legislatively are rolling the dice that this policy will not be abruptly overturned by the courts.
But the report did find nearly half of all combat troops, those troops who are currently in combat, strongly oppose serving with gays. Here's an example of one response to the survey.
I believe that the impact would be devastating for me, my family, my unit, the military, our country, and the world.
The nation's top military commanders will testify before Congress later this week.
The National Debt Commission releases its controversial plan to tackle the deficit today. Co-chair Erskine Bowles says lawmakers will notice a theme.
The era of deficit denial in Washington is over.
The plan includes, among other things, raising the retirement age and across-the-board cuts. It faces stiff resistance from the commission itself, and it's unlikely Congress will vote on it next year. There was a momentary lapse into civility in Washington yesterday. Did you miss it? When President Obama met with Republican leaders at the White House. Afterwards, soon-to-be House Speaker John Boehner said the next Congress will focus on budget cuts.
The president and Democrat leaders acknowledge that the American people want us to create jobs and to cut spending.
President Obama stressed the need for the Senate to ratify the START nuclear reduction treaty.
It's absolutely essential to our national security. We need to get it done.
This morning, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin says his country will build up its nuclear forces if the START treaty is not ratified.
Unemployment benefits are also caught in the political crossfire. Benefits for nearly 2 million Americans begin to run out today. The issue is expected to come up again for a vote tomorrow, as is what to do about those expiring Bush-era tax cuts. Officials say many Senate Republicans have signed a pledge to say no to just about anything Democrats try to pass this lame duck session. One thing they could come together on, though, was earmarks. By a nearly 3-2 margin, the Senate voted to continue sprinkling bills with money for home state pet projects.
Interpol has put WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on its most wanted list, not for espionage, but for an investigation into alleged sex crimes in Sweden. It's part of an international backlash against Assange and WikiLeaks. Later today, the Federal Reserve will receive who received emergency loans during the financial meltdown and how much they got. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 11,006. The S&P opens at 1180, and the NASDAQ opens at 2498. A look at WikiLeaks, what do they show, and what is the value of secrecy in foreign relations? And later on the hour, the Pakistani government, more fragile than we thought.
And the diplomatic conversations may be fragile as well. How does WikiLeaks affect that?
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.